Canton police are investigating a drive-by shooting in which multiple people were shot at Tuesday night. Just after 6:15, gunfire was reported near 30th Street and Fletcher Avenue Northeast. Victims told responding officers they were in a car and being chased by a gray sedan and a black SUV when shots were fired. No injuries were reported. Police recovered shell casings at the scene. A nearby home was also struck by gunfire. No arrests have been made. A Washington Township man is accused of firing a gun into a neighbor's property. 68-year-old John Pizzadaz is charged with discharge of a firearm. The alleged incident occurred Monday night in the 500 block of East Beach Street. Pizzadaz was arrested by Stark County Sheriff's deputies the same day and is scheduled for arraignment today in Alliance Municipal Court. A Hartville man has pleaded guilty in a deadly drunken driving crash in Summit County. On Tuesday, 23-year-old George Taylor admitted to aggravated vehicular homicide and OVI charges in the May 2025 death of 18-year-old Isabel Gruba. Prosecutors say Taylor had a blood alcohol level more than double the legal limit when his car hit a pole on Maslin Road in Springfield Township. Gruba was a passenger and died at the scene. Taylor is scheduled to be sentenced June 8th. A man has pleaded guilty to his role in a fatal shooting in Springfield Township. 23-year-old Terrence Williams of Canton was charged with felonious assault and involuntary manslaughter. Two murder counts were dropped in a plea deal. Williams and 24-year-old Christian Diaz Sauceda of Canton were arrested in connection with the death of 39-year-old Brian Kofer at a Halloween party October 22nd. A second man suffered serious injuries in an assault. Williams was to stand trial Wednesday. Sentencing is set for June 9th. Diaz Sauceda is charged with felonious assault. Hartville Village Council is moving to temporarily restrict data center development while zoning rules are reviewed. Councilman Jim Sullivan is proposing a 12-month moratorium on the facilities, along with a 6-month pause on new outdoor recreational facilities like pickleball courts. He says the time would be used to gather information and develop specific local regulations. In other action, Council renewed an agreement with Solicitor Eric Williams, designated Howard Court as a one-way street, and authorized participation in ODOT road salt contracts. Officials also moved ahead with the 2026 road resurfacing program. A 7th District Appeals Court judge is okay after crashing his vehicle into a fast food restaurant in West Virginia. Police say Judge Mark Hanai accidentally drove his SUV into an Arby's in Bridgeport April 11th after hitting the gas instead of the brake. The crash caused significant damage to the building. Hanai suffered minor cuts. His passenger was not hurt and no charges were filed. A jury trial is set for July 13th for an Illinois man charged in a local sex sting and child pornography case. 36-year-old Vincent Bianconi of Chicago Heights faces 3 felony counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor, along with misdemeanor charges. He allegedly responded to an undercover ad and arrived at a meeting in East Palestine in July 2024. Investigators say images of child sex abuse were found on his phone. A sewer line collapse is closing a portion of State Route 45 in Lisbon through at least May 8th. Officials say the road at Saltwell Road is shut down while crews replace a failed line. Drivers heading to the post office, municipal court, or the Board of Elections must detour using State Route 164. A motorcyclist is dead after a shooting in Youngstown Tuesday night. Police say the victim was shot around 8:30 and came to a stop at Maryland and Oakwood Avenues on the city's west side. They were taken to the hospital in a private vehicle, where they were later pronounced dead. Police continue to investigate but have no suspects. A former Camel police chief is facing new misdemeanor charges after an incident inside municipal court. 69-year-old Dennis Piskarczyk is charged with menacing by stalking and is free on bond. A female court employee alleges he touched her without permission and made threatening comments. Piskarczyk has a prior history of similar allegations and disciplinary action. A trial is underway involving a Youngstown man accused of a violent assault. 62-year-old Marcus Cobb is charged with 2 counts of felonious assault for a June 2025 incident on East Indianola Avenue. Proceedings continue in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors say Cobb struck another man multiple times with a metal pipe, causing head and arm injuries. Defense attorneys argue Cobb acted after repeated harassment and provocation from the victim. A Masury man will spend the rest of his life in prison after being convicted of killing his sister. Today, a Trumbull County judge sentenced 62-year-old John Zanoli to life without parole, plus 3 additional years on a firearm specification. Last month, a jury found him guilty of aggravated murder and abuse of a corpse in the death of Janice Zanoli. Prosecutors say he shot her in their late parents' home in February 2025 and left her dead in the house for days. A Warren shooting victim has died. Police say 37-year-old Jamar Hill was shot on Highland Avenue Southwest April 17th and later died from his wounds. 24-year-old Brianna Nichols of Warren has been charged with felonious assault. Investigators say a woman reportedly called 911 and said she shot her boyfriend. The case remains under investigation. Warren police have confirmed 1 person died and 4 others were injured in a head-on crash Monday morning. 2 cars collided shortly before 10:30 at Bonnie Bray Avenue Northeast and East Market Street. Emergency crews had to remove 3 occupants from the the vehicles, and 5 people were taken to hospitals. The conditions of the injured are unknown. A Trumbull County court official is facing felony assault charges while continuing his campaign for judge. Devin Stanley, the county's chief deputy clerk of courts, pleaded not guilty in court Tuesday to accusations he assaulted his wife. Stanley says he will not withdraw from the Republican primary, despite party leaders calling for him to drop out. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Meir.